More Idaho Matters right now. Well, it's getting colder. All you have to do is look outside. And just in time for the temperatures to begin to drop, some major blockbusters are on the horizon. Our resident film and TV critic George Prentice has some new picks to keep us on our radar. And he spoke with our producer, Frankie Barnhill.
Okay, George, what's coming up in film, blockbusters, what's going on?
It's going to be one of the biggest films of the year, and that is The Eternals. It opens late night tonight and across the country tomorrow. It's the big Marvel superhero film that everyone has talked about. And you may have heard, The Eternals has earned the lowest rating on Rotten Tomatoes for any Marvel film. The reviews have been awful. The New York Post, quote, "What a snooze." The BBC says Eternals may not be the worst of Marvel's movies, but it's undoubtedly the most disappointing. All to which I say,
oh, okay. Not accurate.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying it's not accurate. I learned a long time ago to stop reviewing Marvel superhero movies. It was about 10 years ago. I did a review of the first Avengers movie, the Marvel Avengers movie.
Okay.
And I wrote this 700, 800 word treatise on, you know, oh, well, this is this. And I was trying to be cute. I compared it to a Home Depot saying it had all the parts, but it wasn't really complete. I was really trying to be cute. And a woman here in town, she was known by a few people. She's known by a lot of people now. She went on social media that day to say that her son, who I think was maybe 6 or 7 years old, thought that I was basically full of beans. And he was absolutely right. It's like just I needed to get over myself. It's a
right.
superhero film. And
well,
the woman is now our mayor, by the way, for the record.
Wow. I was waiting for the big reveal. And
yes.
Then this one's directed by Chloe Zhao, right?
Is absolutely, who won the Oscar. And this is, quite frankly, the most diverse cast Marvel has ever seen. A deaf character played by a deaf actress, who is a superhero, by the way, a hero that is openly gay. It is directed by an Asian woman, Chloe Zhao. There's a huge Bollywood scene in this film. This pushes a lot of boundaries, and my guess is that's probably making more than a few of us old white guys uncomfortable. And I say, just give it up, guys. It's a Marvel superhero movie. You need to step back. You let these movies just breathe. And for the kids, movies that leave space for questions, kids fill it up with their own imagination. And I learned that the hard way. And this is a critic-proof movie. And yeah, I'll go see it. And it doesn't matter what I think about it. It's Marvel. They're superheroes.
And it opens tomorrow. There might even be a line here and there, given what it is, right?
Absolutely. It's on IMAX and 3D, so that'll jack up the box office. It's not going to be on TV anytime soon, folks. So The Eternals, I think, is probably going to be one of the bigger movies of the year, despite what critics say.
Okay, well, let's stay on the critics. So critics, of course, love a good Oscar nomination and possible Oscar fodder. So what's going on that front when it comes to Oscar caliber films?
Well, here comes the movie I've been talking about for a while, and I think it's the best film of the year by far, and that is Belfast. This film is lovely. It's funny, and I saw it for the second time recently, and I was trying to think, what am I feeling here that I haven't felt before? And it is very much like a film from another generation in that it is tender. It is intentionally personal. It is the story of a boy's childhood during the tumult of the late 1960s in Belfast. And the centerpiece of this film is a young boy, Buddy. He's 9. And we follow him through childhood, and everything that he thinks he understands is changing. And his father, who is played by Jamie Dornan, is determined to move his family away from the violence. And to that end, I think it's a very familiar story in that you could tell this story of a family desperately needing to survive in, say, South Central L.A. or the Bronx or the West Bank in the poverty of Rio, the slums of Karachi. It is about a struggling family and deciding that you may have to leave, and you may leave your community, but it never leaves you. Let's listen.
We're living in a civil war. This is the time to make a new start.
Mama says if we went across the water, they wouldn't understand the way we talk.
Shouldn't be a problem. I've been married to your granny for 50 years. I've never understood a word you said. What do you want?
I want you and my granny to come too.
Find me.
The Irish were born for leaving. Otherwise, the rest of the world would have no pubs. What do you want?
I want my family with me. I want you.
You know who you are. And wherever you go, and whatever you become, that'll always be the truth.
Be good, son.
If you can't be good.
And if you can't be good, be careful.
It's a lot of great lines there. And Frankie, as you can guess, it's an amazing soundtrack. I love that line. The Irish were born to leave. Otherwise, the rest of the world wouldn't have any pubs.
I definitely laughed at that one. I also love it's the incomparable Dame Judi Dench as Buddy's grandmother, right?
Absolutely. Best Supporting Actress, count on it. It is written and directed by Kenneth Branagh. It opens at the Flicks in Boise 1 week from tomorrow, Friday, November 12th. This film is going to be the film for the holidays, definitely Thanksgiving. It'll probably stick around through Christmas. If you've been waiting for a good reason to go to a cinema, this is it. The film is Belfast. It is certain to be up for a Best Picture Oscar.
Okay, so that one's coming to the big screen. What about any Oscar contenders that might be in my living room here soon?
Yeah, so I've got one for you. It is called Passing. It is a beautiful black and white film, and quite appropriately so. Because it's based on a novel, and the book is about 100 years old, it's a story that is rooted in history. Two childhood friends reunite as adults. They are black, light-skinned, and they are living worlds apart. One is living as a white woman. And when I say living as, the word used then was passing as white. And she has married a wealthy and it turns out to be a rather prejudiced white man. The other identifies as African-American. She's married to a black doctor. It co-stars Tessa Thompson and Ruth Negga, and they give two of the best performances of the year. Let's listen.
Pardon me, I don't mean to stare, but I think I know you.
Claire?
Mm-hmm. So you haven't ever thought to?
What?
You ever thought of passing?
No, why should I?
Now I have everything I've ever wanted.
This is my husband, John Bellew.
Does he know?
But you dislike Negroes, Mr. Bellew.
No, not at all. I hate them.
Wow. Two women are both attracted and repelled by their differences. Indeed, they are two sides of the same coin. And again, it's Tessa Thompson and Ruth Negga, probably both actresses should be Oscar nominated. It debuts, it has appeared on some screens in New York and L.A. to be eligible for the Oscars, but it debuts on Netflix next Wednesday, November 10th. It is called Passing. You want to put this in your queue.
Yeah, definitely going to put that on my calendar next Wednesday. And okay, and then anything else that you're following or paying attention to you'd like to share?
Absolutely. And Frankie, I know that you like documentaries. So I think I've got one for you. The film is called Storm Lake. Storm Lake, Iowa. It's a small northwest Iowa town. Indeed, it's an ag community. There's a large Tyson meatpacking plant in town. So as you can imagine, there's plenty of change there. A lot of people set in their ways and a lot of people working the fields and working in the plant who may not speak English, many of them documented, maybe just as many undocumented. Storm Lake is about the Storm Lake Times. It is a newspaper. Day in, day out, the Storm Lake Times delivers local news on a shoestring budget. They've got just a couple hundred subscribers to the print edition, come hell or pandemic. They fight to preserve the town they call home. The Storm Lake Times is one of the last family-owned newspapers in the nation. There's Art, the editor. His brother is the publisher. Art's wife is the photographer. His son is a new reporter. Then the daughter sells the ads. And then there's the dog, Peach the newshound. We talk a lot about news deserts, Frankie. Tens of millions of Americans live in news deserts. And we're talking about communities that don't have a paper at all. And in this case, we're really talking about a local paper. So I want to play you just a brief clip here. This is Art as he's typing an editorial. It's a letter to his son, who is the budding reporter at the paper.
Reporters hold about as much regard as the world's oldest profession, but we are not professionals. Nobody gives us license. We draw it from the Constitution. All we have is our own credibility, which is called into question twice a week in our circumstance. Readers decide our future, not any branch of government. If you find writing is a chore after a while, you're in the wrong business. The pay is lousy and the hours can be terrible. But you can change the world through journalism. That's the only good reason to get into this trade. Because when you're looking for a friend, remember that the dog can't read.
It's really great. It's called Storm Lake. It was filmed in 2019 and 2020. So it includes, if you remember, that disastrous Iowa caucuses. Remember when everything just went to hell and then the pandemic hits? The Storm Lake Times won the Pulitzer Prize in 2017. It is as small a paper as you'll ever find. Do they survive? Well, you have to see this movie. On Monday, November the 15th, this film will air on PBS, on Idaho Public Television, here in Idaho. And, of course, you can see that on Idaho Public Television streaming service. It has been a smash in film festivals around the country. PBS grabbed the rights, and they're going to show it to the nation for free on Monday, November 15th. It is called Storm Lake. It is a magnificent documentary. And Frankie, it's a story I know that it's very close to home for you and
I.
Oh,
my gosh. Yeah. I mean, any journalism documentary I'm going to be interested in, but it really does sound like also just about this small town life. Side note, I lived and went to school in Minnesota, and I had a close friend who actually worked at her small town newspaper. And so I heard some of the stories, and it kind of just hearing that clip really reminded me of that particular experience that she had and the kind of quirky stories that came out of, you know, being a cub reporter at a small Midwest newspaper. It's a vital thing, these papers, and they are dying out.
And it really redefines, or I should say, confirms the definition of local. You know, we throw that term around a lot, but this is the very definition of a local paper that depends on local businesses to buy ads in that paper. And they only have a couple hundred subscribers, and they crank it out, and it's as good a journalism as you'll find in the country. And like I said, they won the Pulitzer.
Well, thanks so much, George. This has been great. Can't wait to check out all these films.
They're great, Frankie. Something at home, something I hope to entice you to come back to the cinema. And, you know, movies are starting to get pretty good again.
And that was our wonderful Morning Edition host, George Prentice. I want to thank all of you for joining us today, making Idaho Matters a part of your day. Our producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. Remember, if you have a question, a comment, maybe an idea for the show, you can always send us an email. idahomatters@boisestate.edu. It is Thursday. I'm Gemma Gaudet. Have a good rest of your day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.